And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe at Seabling, member FDIC. In a high-stakes legal maneuver, Lonnie Randall Lyles Jr. has traded his right to a preliminary examination for a significant plea offer. And in court Friday, March 6, 2026, Lyles waived his exam in a case involving two counts of criminal sexual conduct of the first degree and habitual offender charges. In exchange, prosecutors have agreed to dismiss his remaining counts, bring no new charges, and crucially, will not pursue a 25-year mandatory minimum sentencing enhancement. A companion case against Lyles will also be dismissed. This strategic move means Lyles will bypass the evidentiary hearing, heading straight to circuit court for arraignment. His bond remains in place, and he's scheduled to appear on Monday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. The defense attorney, Michael Murawski, will meet with Lyles post-hearing to discuss the implications of this deal, which effectively caps his sentencing risk and streamlines the legal process. In Michigan courtrooms this week, a strategic legal gambit unfolded in the felony case against Cody Benjamin Whitney. Whitney, represented by attorney Andrew Lockhart, made a calculated move, waiving his right to a preliminary examination. It's not an acceptance of guilt, but rather a tactical play. Prosecutors had dangled a plea offer, plead guilty to two specific counts, and forfeit seized electronics, and the other two charges would disappear. Lockhart clarified that while the offer is on the table, his client isn't accepting it yet. The waiver, he explained, preserves that offer and other strategic options for the defense. The court approved Whitney's waiver, finding it knowing and voluntary, and has now bound the case directly over to circuit court. Bond remains unchanged. In the next chapter in this legal chess match, an arraignment set for Monday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. It's a clear signal at this time. The defense is playing the long game, trading an immediate probable cause challenge for future negotiation power. And in another swift legal maneuver, Wayne Leonard Dexter is bypassing a preliminary examination as well, and is heading directly to circuit court. He also faces felony charges and accepted a plea offer today. Under the terms, he'll plead guilty to the felony with the third offense habitual offender enhancement. In return, prosecutors have agreed not to pursue additional habitual notices and are open to a specialized sentencing program if Dexter is eligible to Thumb Regional Sobriety Court. This fast-tracks his case, and an arraignment is now scheduled for Monday, March 23rd at 9 a.m. Dexter's bond will continue as previously ordered, signaling a streamlined path forward for both the defense and prosecution. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Bayport State Bank.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seabling, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.